Imaginary numbers. An imaginary number is any quantity I such that I equals the square root of negative 1. As in light coming distances in the humming blankness from stars already shuttered and collapsed. As in the volume of water not in a bottle. The area of the shadow of a missing limb. The way winter light through glass warms nothing. The speed at which, on the rain-slick, leaf-scattered, catanning pike, the accident doesn't happen. The car doesn't slew and swing out against the oncoming traffic. The horns don't blare. Glass doesn't turn to a geometry of pain, and so she returns home after work with the dusk already clamoring up the house. The porch light out. Haphazard mail and the message light flashing down the hall. It could be that her child, gone to stay with his father, has called to say he loves her, or that her husband has left her for another man, a rodeo clown, and she won't know whether to be enraged or amused. Or perhaps it's her dentist, confirming her appointment as her cats twine between her legs, demanding to be fed. If possibility is the square of experience, what can she say of this day? Its unknown grief haunting the house, painting the walls with its brushwork of headlight and shadow? Would she wish to take it to the root, the absolute eye on the margins of a tertiary world? Outside, the rain begins again and slaps the grass, the bare limbs of the trees scaffolding the exponential dark. She snaps on the light and sees herself repeated in the mirror, at once doubled and inexplicably exhausted.